Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of flowing in your wisdom, your love, your plan for us, your destiny for us, according to our thoughts and attitudes as we get into the Word today, and then we walk conscious of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
Hallelujah. It's, you know, we can just see, you know, the God's judgments are precious. It's precious what He's made available. And we've got a name written in heaven, predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before Him in love. And so that's what we got to take hold of. And to take hold of that, we got to have His heart. And that's why He says He gives us a new heart. And to have a new heart, we need a new spirit. And that's why He gives us the Holy Spirit, pours the love of God into our hearts so that we can have the heart of God and then the mind of God. And then we can speak the words of God according to the wisdom. You see this beautifully in James chapter 3. It talks about if we can be perfect in our words, we can be perfect in all our ways. And he talks about the tongues like a rudder that directs a ship. And so our tongue directs our life, brings about God's will and purpose for our life if we're in tune with Him. Then it speaks about it also, the tongue is like a fire. And it can make it hell for us, as the word says here, or we can bring heaven to earth, bring God's will to earth as it is in heaven. And so, but then it goes on further and it says, no man can tame the tongue. So it's only in surrendering to our Lord, the way, the truth, and the life, that we can partake of the heavenly blessings. And this needs to be on a daily basis, because His mercy, His love, His righteousness is new every morning. And that's what we take hold of. And then we can walk conscious of Him. And our tongue is like a rudder that then keeps us in the perfect plan of God, keeps us in the name written in heaven for us, the destiny, the inheritance, the good works laid out for us. And yeah, and that's how we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Be blessed, because God has called you. He's taken you captive, spirit, soul, and body, and He has now got you. And like a river, He directs you. He directs you from the spirit to the heart, to our thinking, to our attitudes, and to our actions. Amen.
Amen.